It's the 17th of November 2010, and I have Jim Shrub with me, who is going to tell us a little bit about his early life in Billericay and some of the interesting things he's done since he came here.
Morning, Sylvia. Yes, well, my first recollection of Billericay goes back to approximately 1959, when, about a 12, 13-year-old, I came down to Billericay with my uncle. My uncle, Charlie, he worked on the railways, and he was visiting somebody who was not well, who lived on the railways, name of Porter, and they lived in Breakegg Hill. Have I said that right? Breakegg Hill. And I can remember going down to this shack down by the side of what I know to be Naughty Woods, and I can vividly remember later walking as a railwayman. We came out through a wicker gate into the railway track itself. This was still the time of steam, and we walked along the railway track into Billericay Station with my auntie and uncle and myself, and we went under this big viaduct, which I didn't know anything about at that time, but now realise it is the road, Naughty Road, and we were going underneath it, walking up into the railway. So that was my first introduction to Billericay. Also, I've since found out that my wife, a member of Susan, her family had a florist in Billericay. And I can't quite remember if it was alongside St Mary Magdalene or in Chapel Street, but years and years and years ago, and I think it's even hazy in my wife's terms. But Sue and I got married on the 26th. We got married on the 26th of March 1977. And prior to that, we were looking for a house, and we were looking all around. We came from the East End of London. I'd been in London 31 years then, having been brought up in Manor Park. And we looked around, and we eventually came upon Billericay. But our first introduction to that was we were driving through the country lanes, and we came in through Mount Nessing, and it was flooded. So we had to turn all the way back and come back in via a different way. So that was our first introduction to looking at Billericay. And we found our first house in Shelford Road, which looked onto the railway. And our neighbours, we found out later, were Maureen and Dave Mander, an old Billericay family, the Manders. And we decorated it and did it up and all the rest of it. And we got married, as I say, on the 26th of March 1977, and we moved in after a short honeymoon, and we came to Billericay, and we met Dave and Maureen, and we met other people, and we were already practicing Christians. We used to go to church in the East End, and Sue, where she was nursing in Redhill in Surrey, she was a midwife, and so we tried the churches out. And our first church we went to was St Mary Magdalene in the High Street in Billericay. So this would have been in April 1977. I must admit, there's one funny story. We went and also went to Stock Church. And when I got there were so many candles on the altar, I thought, they don't need my money. And then we sat down, and it was smells and bells, incense. I couldn't wait to get out. And as we went out, there was Father Jeremy Bunting, and bearing in mind the time, he was wearing a white alb, and I was ahead of Sue trying to get out of the church, and he bellowed out, "Hello, just married?" And Sue had pulled me back, and we said, "Yes." He said, "Shopping around?" We said, "Yes." He said, "Where else have you been?" We said, "To St Mary Magdalene in the High Street in Billericay." He said, "Oh, down with the Protestants." So that was about one of our first introductions, but we settled on St Mary Magdalene and became very much a part of the family of the church, and got involved. And it wasn't long before I was on the parochial church council, the district church council. I then later became on Basildon Deanery Synod. I also became on the treasurer for Basildon Deanery Synod. I got onto the halls committee. In those days, we had the wonderful Archer Hall. And I was very much involved with looking after that and the finances and the refurbishment of it at one stage.
The minister there?
The minister then was David Greaves. David Greaves, lovely man. So he was a minister when we first went there. And in 1979, we had our first child, Francis. Francis was born on the 19th of January, 1979. And I can always remember the day. It was, she was born by caesarean. And so I was pacing up and down outside. I said I starved that day, which is not like me. But it was it snowed. And when I came out, there was snow lying all over the ground. And I can vividly remember falling over three times. And I hadn't had a drink at that stage. I bought a bunch of flowers. And I was coming out of the florist. And I fell over with this bunch of flowers in my hand. I went to tell Maureen and Dave next door about our great event. And managed to fall through their rose bush in the front garden. And honestly, I hadn't touched a drop at that time. So it's still vividly in my mind is that. And
you had four other children?
Yes, got five children in total, Frances being the first and our only daughter. And then Christopher came in 1980, Richard in 1984. Stuart, and Richard is the one who became the drummer in the Billericay School Studio Orchestra. Stuart, 1986, and then our young David, our youngest, who was born in 1993. So we have a large family. We've contributed to the populace of Billericay. I think we've done well there. Got involved in all sorts of things. We used to do plays in St Mary Magdalene. I can remember many of those with a lovely lady called Sheila Bailey, who used to organise them. We were her nightmare. We would never do as we were told. We were often in the pub when we should have been rehearsing, and we caused no end of... But we had great fun and enjoyment, I can remember more of the lines now than I could in those days, so that was good. At that time, I was working for the Whitbread Group, I did a long time with Whitbreads and was involved with the Whitbread Shire Horses and the Lawmare Show, which I am today, as you know, through my role as a beadle in the City of London.
Are you not the town crier?
Yes. 2001 I became the town crier. In 2001, the Rotary Club of Billericay Mayflower were having their fun day. It was the 30th of June, if I remember correctly. And what happened was that they asked somebody else, a friend of mine, Roy Wren, a well-known character in Billericay, if he would do it. And he said, just because I'm a Toastmaster, don't think I will, but I know a man who will, or something along those lines. And they asked me, and I said, yes, I'd love to do it, but I haven't got a costume. Don't worry, go and hire one. So I looked all around and couldn't find anything anywhere. And what I ended up doing was to become the challenge of the day for BBC Essex. And they sourced a town crier's costume for me. It was only going to be a one-off, but somehow or another, I turned it into something. And that year, I did two more events. I did the Mothers' Union. It was the 125th anniversary, and they were... there was a casket, a silver casket going around with a scroll from the Queen. So I led this, there was a guy on a penny farthing, and I led him through the high street to St Mary Magdalene Church. And I don't know what I should have done, but I opened up the casket and got the scroll out and read out this scroll over the traffic. So that was fantastic. Then we did the Christmas event for Rotary. They obviously liked me, I don't know why. And it's gone on from there. And since then I've done probably just about 180 jobs altogether. It started off just as local stuff with the Rotary and other small organisations. And today I've added it into my business because about 5-6 years ago my role finished and at work, and I then started Toastmastering, town crying and beadle work. So, you know, it's all changed.
Yes. Recently you've been at the London... Mayoral.
Yes, I mean, as I said, in 2009 I was appointed as ward beadle for the Alderman of Billingsgate, and as part of that we do eight jobs which are ceremonial today. We actually go back to the 11th century where we were the first law enforcement, but today it's ceremonial, and did two jobs only last weekend on Friday the 12th and Saturday the 13th of November, where I was on Saturday in the Lord Mayor's show, the Lord Mayor's parade, where he goes to the law courts to swear, the Royal Courts of Justice, to swear allegiance to the Queen. And that's a wonderful privilege and pleasure and great fun to be part of. Especially this year, it didn't rain, so it was fantastic.
Were you not a governor of Billericay School?
Yes, I was. I was a governor at Billericay School for about 8 years, I think it was. I was also before that a governor at Stock School, and my wife Sue was a governor at Stock School after me, and we were both governors there. But Billericay, I was governor. And my son Richard became the drummer and the longest serving drummer in the Billericay School Studio Orchestra. So again, that was all exciting, and we used to follow them around. But all of our children have been involved in activities and things in the town and around the town and with their schools. I'm really proud of the children. And Sue and I, a few years back, celebrated our 25th wedding anniversary. We've been married 34 years coming up this next year, so we've very much involved. Sue's been involved with the children in the town, with guides, brownies and things like that, and also within the church. We used to organise a lot of events and things in the church, Sue and I, so been very much, and we organised the Christmas trees for St Mary Magdalene and Emmanuel Church, so again, and there's lots of stories with those things, but one could go on forever. So,
and isn't it true you're going to open up the launch on Saturday?
Yes, I've been given the pleasure and privilege to be at the launch of the Billericay Community Archive. What a wonderful thing to have all these great memories of Billericay and to have them recorded for posterity. I think that's wonderful, and I shall be there in my town crier's role outside the library, and you will, if you don't see me, you'll hear me, because I'll be ringing that bell. The bell's an interesting thing. The bell was actually made in the Whitechapel Bell Foundry, and it was given to me by my uncle in memory of my auntie who died at the age of 90. And so again, it's a wonderful, you know, that's a wonderful thing as well. The history, it may not directly be Billericay's history, but I follow in a line of town criers in Billericay with Gentry and I've forgotten his first name, sorry, and also Arthur Bartram, who were town criers who preceded me, and their bell can be found in the Cater Museum, which again I helped to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Cater Museum earlier this year, so that again was another.
And we can find you there now and again, can't we?
Yes, you find me there. I'm either sometimes working there as a volunteer, but again, if there is a special occasion and I can support them, then I do in my role as town crier. And also, I was a member of the Billericay Mayflower Rotary Club for a number of years. Sadly, I had to stop because of the pressures of work and things like that. But again, we organised, I organised myself, but then later with Rotary organised a number of festivals, music festivals in Emmanuel Church, going back over a number of years, and raised considerable. We all raised considerable money for local charities, which was fantastic, you know, to be part of that, and to get so many people coming into Billericay to perform, including my old friend, the Bishop of Bradwell, Laurie Green. Laurie and I go back to our roots in the East End of London, and we used to play jazz together. He on banjo and me on drums. Anything noisy, I think, is my forte. And my wife sits quietly in the background making sure all these things happen. So I mustn't forget, dear. So.
Yes, she's wonderful. Well, thank you very much, you. Jim Schwab. That's the end of this recording.
Thank you. Right. Oh, that's Sylvia.